Hello, and welcome to the Get the Acceptance Letter podcast. My name is Treasure Shields Redmond, and I'm known as the debt-free degree expert. I founded Get the Acceptance Letter Academy, where I help busy parents of college-bound teens secure top-tier education without massive debt. You should join the Get the Acceptance Letter Parent Academy. It's opening April 1, and if you go to getheacceptanceletter.online, you can find out all about it. Today, I'm talking about five reasons why you should not go into debt for your son or daughter's college education. Now, you may be listening and thinking, of course I shouldn't. That's obvious. Who wants to be tied down, shackled even, to massive debt, buried even, under crushing debt? But there are some specific reasons why you don't have to. And number one is, there are lots of colleges that are affordable, match your child, and will honor their gifts and goals. On top of that, they have a great graduation rate and a great placement rate. I mean, people don't just get a degree, but they also get moved into professions and make connections that will last them a lifetime. If you want to talk more about college matchmaking, contact me. Number two, the debt structure is totally unfair. You know, you pay the interest before you pay the principal. If you go and look at the debt, it never seems to decrease, and that's why. Number three, it's not fair to your kid. Look, they probably did the right thing. They probably showed up to school on time, made decent grades to excellent grades, were part of the school community, had extracurriculars, received honors and awards, took test prep so that they could do better on standardized tests. And the reward for that is $130,000 in debt in 4 years? I don't think so. It's just not fair. Number four, you can structure a way to pay for some of the college education out of pocket. For instance, I have a car note that's about $336 a month. At the end of every year, I've paid over $4,000 on a car. A car depreciates in value. Now, my son's college education only will appreciate in his life. So I can pay off the car, and now I have $4,000 of wiggle room on his college tuition. You should look at items that you're spending money on now and think about ways you could move that money over to add some wiggle room to their college tuition. That way you don't have to take on debt. Your son or daughter doesn't have to take on debt, and it becomes a debt-free degree. And number five, you have a guide, a system, and a community you could use in order to subvert the massive student loan debt system. It's called the Get the Acceptance Letter Parent Academy. There, I place all the printables, all of the lessons and courses I used, and I call it the Debt-Free Degree Blueprint. It's how I got my son a debt-free degree and lots of clients. So you should talk with me. Join us. We'd love to have you. I hope that these five reasons that you should not get into student debt for your son or daughter's college education were helpful. Talk to you soon, and happy admissions.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.